This is episode 1762. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique. This is a cleansing, purifying breath that calms your mind and body. And this is day 3 of our cleanse meditation series, where each day this week, you will discover a meditation technique to help you cleanse your mind, body, and spirit. And what you're doing this week is you're laying the foundation for a cleanse that will continue throughout this month as I record this. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, spring has sprung. If you live in the Southern Hemisphere, you are journeying your way into autumn. Either way, a brand new season merits a cleanse. So we will be cleansing our way through the month of April. So this week, you will discover different rituals and habits that will lay the foundation for your cleanse throughout the whole month. As you get ready to do today's cleansing breath, I want to share some insight with you regarding your cleanse. While doing research for this series, I came across article after article about how important it is to remain calm. There were articles on staying calm during an emergency. Calm is a superpower. 5 reasons why staying calm under pressure will make you successful. How do you be cool and calm in every situation? So there are a lot of articles out there about staying calm and at peace. But what caught my eye among the many different rituals and habits you could acquire to keep you calm and focused was a technique that I did when I gave birth to my second child. And this technique is a technique that I don't typically do, which surprises me because it was so incredibly effective at a time in my life where I was experiencing great physical pain as I was delivering a baby. You can do this technique when you are experiencing physical or emotional pain. I delivered my second child without any kind of medication or any kind of medication whatsoever. That's not to say that if you do require an epidural or medication that your delivery experience was somehow not as great. Because for my first child, I definitely had an epidural and medication because I just didn't really know what my options were. With my second child, I used a labor doula and it was incredibly helpful. And her name was Oceana. I thought that was the perfect name for a labor doula, and she truly was an ideal doula. And the technique I'm sharing with you is what she shared with me when I was going through intense contractions. And how the technique works is to engage your different senses. Do what you can to put yourself in the moment that you're experiencing. This might surprise you because you might think that when you are delivering a baby, if you are female and you've done this, then you know that it is the most intense pain you are likely ever to experience. But becoming very present to the different things around you actually helps to pull you out of that contractive state. When you cave into your pain, that's when it becomes unbearable. But if you open up to the experience and to focusing on other things going on, using all your senses, which are so heightened when you're giving birth, then you can experience some peace and calm in the midst of what can only be described as often debilitating labor pain. So how this technique works is like this. Oceana, my labor doula, was wearing a very intricate shirt. It had all these designs on it. And I had to really focus on the specific design when I looked at her shirt. And she also had a pair of very intricately designed enormous earrings. And she wore this outfit specifically for me to be able to use as a technique during the labor process. So what she would do is when we noticed a contraction was coming on, she would have me feel my husband's hand on my shoulder. So my sense of feel was activated. And then she would have me look at her shirt pattern. And then she would guide me to look at her earrings. And then she would have me look across the room at a vase of flowers over there. And then she would have me listen to the music that was playing, that we had selected as our birthing music. And finally, she would bring me back to my breath. And this was a phenomenal technique for me. It got me through the entire delivery, and I felt fantastic. After I gave birth, I actually got up and started walking around the hospital. I was so ecstatic. And I was calling people to tell them, hey, I just delivered a baby. And people were pretty surprised that I was calling them on the phone with so much energy and excitement. But I really did feel great. So as you do this technique, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, as always, you know the full guided meditations where I guide you through an entire half-hour meditation using this technique. Those are on my Sip and Om meditation app. And with that app, you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app of over 1,700 guided half-hour meditations. You also receive a journal customized specifically for this week's series with a daily reflection question and you receive a slowdown guide, also customized for our cleanse series. And on the guide is each technique I share with you in this series. So it's a very handy, useful guide. Again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app if you want to go a little more deeply with this series. For your meditation technique for today, as you begin to calm your mind and your body, begin to notice your breath. Become aware of how you feel as you're seated, planted firmly in the ground with your feet, or if you're seated on the floor, feel yourself firmly planted on the ground through your hips and thighs and legs. Next, visualize something that makes you feel at peace. And next, you could even open your eyes and look around your room for something that has a lot of detail that would engage your mind. Next, listen to the sounds around you, and the sound of silence can be powerful. Smell the air. You may have a candle burning, or you may be using essential oils. Smell the fragrance. And finally, inhale and exhale through your nose, paying attention to your breath. You could go through another cycle of this technique. Notice how it calms your mind and body as you focus on different immediate things around you in your environment. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.